Hi, I'm Joanne Pei, and you're listening to What Do I Know, a podcast started by me to find answers to what I don't know and even things that I do know, because, you know, often what we do know is only one side of the story. So it's been my goal to unpack any biases and prejudices that I might have. Today, it's just me alone in the studio. It feels a little bit awkward because I'm kind of like talking to myself. But as promised, I was going to do like a bonus episode to wrap up the season and share some of the things that I've learned, as well as the journey it has been for us here doing this recording and doing this new project. I want to start by telling you why I wanted to go into podcasting. So in 2021, I think it was at the brink of the second lockdown, I actually had a little accident in a bathroom where I slipped and fell in a bathtub and I hurt my back. Now, this is something that I want to just, on the side, tell everyone who might be listening in right now that it is so important for you to check out your own bathroom and to avoid accidents like that. Because after my fall, I realized that actually bathroom accidents are quite lethal. And if you are not sort of aware of the things that you could do to prevent that from happening, it could really be quite dangerous. And a lot of these accidents could be prevented. So anyway, just take a look at your bathroom. Make sure you have non-slip mats and you've got handlebars around so that, you know, you don't fall accidentally. So that's a little tip from me. Okay, anyway, let me get back to my story. I slipped and fell in a bathtub. I hurt my back. I was in so much pain. I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk. I couldn't exercise. I couldn't even lie down. So what I did during that period of time was that I actually took a course. It was a Mandarin audio casting course where I start to learn how to use my voice to connect with listeners. And that got me interested in podcasting. And I thought, you know, it would be so great if I could have my own show. But, you know, I'm not a very tech person. And the whole idea of doing a setup, you know, getting the microphone and doing the mixing and editing just sounds really daunting to me. So I kind of kept it in the back of my mind and meanwhile continued, you know, learning all the tips that I could master in terms of using my voice and telling an engaging story. Fast forward, I think, 6 months, I was put in touch with the folks at Zerup Media, and guess what? We hit it off! And so we decided to take the plunge and do something that I've never done before. And here we have What Do I Know, this podcast. And I have to say that this 4 months of doing season one has been very fulfilling for me. I was thrown into this area that I had no experience in, and I felt insecure. At the start, I was nitpicking on my own voice. I was saying that, you know, I just not used to hearing myself on radio or, you know, like audio, right? And so I was very critical after the first episode, and I felt like, oh, you know, I should have done this, I should have done that. And then I took this opportunity to sort of practice and tell myself that it's good. It's good that I'm uncomfortable, because it's through discomfort that we really grow. As I am now, actually, you might think that I'm really used to talking to the camera, but actually I'm not, and I'm sweating here. I don't know if you can tell, I've got sweat beads. And I keep fidgeting a lot, and that's a sign of anxiety, which I do have too. But I'm committed to go through with this and share with you some of the things that I've learned during this production process, as well as meeting the guests. The other reason why I wanted to brand this as What Do I Know, and the fact that, you know, we don't know a lot, is because of a newspaper column that I wrote not too long ago. And that was when the Russia-Ukraine conflict first started. And I wrote in the Chinese papers, which I do have a monthly column in the Zaobao. And I wrote about how I had no idea, you know, what was this war when it first broke out. I had seen some images of a war, but I had no idea what it was because of the fact that I don't follow a lot of political news and world news. And so it didn't show up on my feed. And then I realized that what we are consuming all the time could affect what we are being fed as well. So I was using the article to sort of illustrate this point. But when the article came out, I had some feedback from people who criticized me and said that, you know, as a university graduate, you should know your news. It's not an excuse. And I agree. I agree it is not an excuse to not be informed. But what I was trying to say is the fact that we can be biased because of how we consume content and the topics that we select, you know, during this consumption process. And that's why I felt that the best way to combat this, you know, to make more informed decisions and to learn more, is to seek out different perspectives. And that's why I decided to brand this podcast like What Do I Know? It's sort of a rhetorical question because the reality is there's so much that we don't know. I also call this project a legitimate excuse for me to call up random strangers and have conversations with them, because how else, right, can you reach out to someone and say that, hey, you know, would you be available to have this chat with me to answer some of my questions and to share some of your knowledge and expertise with my listeners? If I don't have this platform of being able to connect with you, I can't invite anyone on. So I've been enjoying this journey so far because I have learned quite a bit. And some people might think that, oh, you know, you don't have a very specific genre that you're talking about. Because, you know, with podcasting, it's like people would go to listen to someone for business advice and someone would offer parenting advice. And it's very specific. And we all live in this world where categories help us make sense of what's going on. So for me, when I first started the podcast, I had this question as well. Like, what category is this podcast going to be under? Now, I'm someone who's very curious. I'm multi-passionate. I have lots of interests. So I couldn't quite confirm that it's going to be a podcast about mental health, because, you know, that could be one of the topics that we talk about. Is it about self-growth? Yeah, I mean, it is in a sense. So eventually I've come to the conclusion that this podcast is, if it has to be put in a category, it would be in the self-help, self-improvement category, because I see it as like a software update, you know, where you get new fixes to bugs and you gain new knowledge. You are given a chance to reflect. You're given a chance to think about things in a different way. And through that process, be a better person, be inspired, be more informed. So that is how I would classify this podcast. So far, we've done 9 guests for season 1, and they have come from all walks of life. All walks of life. It's one of those, you know, like passers-by, and then we used to mock this word until I can't even tell which is the right one anymore. Is it passers-by or passerby? Passers-by, yeah. So you see, next time don't, you know, mock English words too much. Or like rendezvous. Some people go like rendezvous, and then after a while you forget that the real way to pronounce it is rendezvous. I had a multi-hyphenate in the first episode, Annette, and some of you would know her as Auntie Susan. And she's really, really known for that collaboration song she did with Ben King called The Cai Fan Song, which my kids love. Episode 2, we had Yang Jian, who is the largest Barbie doll collector in Asia. And he shared with us, you know, the importance of play and how he's not guilty doing it. In episode 3, we had Carol, who is a digital literacy coach and family coach as well, where she came on to share with us about, you know, how to talk about the birds and the bees with your kids and more, actually. Episode 4, we've got Dr. Dash, a gynecologist who shared a lot about what, you know, girls should take care of as they grow a little bit older. Episode 5, we've got the beautiful Fiona Fusi, who's a friend. And I want to call her like my muse, because I actually casted her as my female lead in the first directorial debut that I did. And episode 6, we had a Muslim revert, Firdaus Chia, who shared with us his journey from being Catholic to Muslim. Episode 7, we've got Raiming from The Woke Salary Man. Episode 8, we've got Kelly Millie. She's a Netflix reality TV star. And finally, in the last episode, which is the most recent episode, we've got Minister of Education, Mr. Chan Chun Sing, join us on this. So it's been, as you can tell, quite a wide variety in, of people. And I must say that there were two that kind of surprised me for a bit. And of course, one of them was Dr. Dash in episode 4. Well, she's a gynecologist, and you know how your perception of doctors are. They are very serious. They are, you know, very professional. And I've seen some of her videos that she's done with Channel News Asia and all that, delivering very important information. So when she came on and she was all game to do all sorts of funny things, and she was very open and direct and honest and uninhibited, it really surprised me. And it was one of those conversations that I was actually a little bit worried about before we started, because I didn't know if it would be something very dry. It's a bit too technical. But it turned out to be one of the most enjoyable chats that we had, because the flow was great. The information was so useful, and I really learned quite a bit from her about the importance of protecting ourselves and our sons and daughters. And the other person, of course, is Minister Chan. You know how sometimes we say something and then we actually do something else, not intentionally, but just subconsciously, right? So like I say, oh, this podcast is all about like breaking biases and being aware and all that. But truth is, when the team wanted me to talk to Minister Chan, actually right from the start, right in the early days of planning for this season, I was like, oh, no, I don't like him. I think he's a very serious guy. I think he's going to give all the politically correct answers, and I don't want to talk to him. And you see, that's the thing, right? On the one hand, I want this podcast to be about breaking biases and uncovering prejudices, and there I am having a bias and prejudice based on a superficial impression and not wanting to have that conversation. And I guess it took me 7-8 episodes to realize that about myself and to say, you know what, guys, I think we should do this, as much as I am a bit daunted by the idea. I want to stand by what this podcast is about. And so we reached out and had this chat with him, and I was honestly pleasantly surprised. He came across as someone who is very human. This is something that I hear from some peers around me as well, about how sometimes politicians, they can be very serious, you know, because they have to deliver certain information to the public, because they have a certain image that they need to maintain. And so they come across very serious and very politically correct and, you know, all sorts of things that could be very untrue about who they really are. And to be able to sit down with him and have that chat was something that I realized I should have had earlier on. But it was still not too late. And it was also a lesson and a reminder to myself and hopefully to you, my listeners, that we can always base our impressions on someone off something that we see on, you know, YouTube or even on their social media. But unless we give this person a chance and unless we actually have a real conversation with them, there are stories about them that we don't know. Like the fact that Minister Chan actually has a special needs child. With that, I think parents who are in similar situations can relate and know how challenging that can be. And so I felt that, you know, the last bit of the show, if you go back and watch episode 9, after the gifting, that was when I realized that, oh, wow, actually he has got struggles too as a father. And that just warmed me up to him immediately. And I think that it would too for you if you actually watch through the whole episode about what he has to say about education, which is something very close to my heart. And to, I'm sure, a lot of you who are listening out there, because I do know that many of you are parents and you're all having your own issues with the education system. So that is one episode that I really, really had a lot of takeaways, personally as well as topic-wise, theme-wise. There were two guests that I kind of felt a little bit awkward during the recording. And I attribute this to the fact that because I don't know them beforehand and I don't have a lot of time to sort of warm up to them and get in touch with them. So that's why I felt like the connection was a little bit weird during recording. And that was Firdaus and Ray Ming. So for me, usually the process of this podcast is such that I would do my research on them and then I would have a pre-call with them to sort of establish a feel and to assure them what this podcast is going to be about and how we are going to conduct the interviews, what are some of the questions that we would ask, and if there was anything that they would want to share, not share, and to just sort of establish that rapport and connection before we do the actual recording. But with the two of them, for some reason, I think that touching base was a little bit... Probably I would say we needed a little bit more time. But even then, I'm glad that I made friends in that sense, because after this recording that we've done, we actually still keep in touch. Firdaus has invited me to his house for Raya celebrations and also for the Dragon Boat Festival, where I got to taste like halal dumplings. And with Ray Ming, I've also consulted him on some investment financial questions that I've got, and he's also been very, very ready to answer them as well. So having said that, I wanted to share a little bit about this whole the whole process of this podcast and how we put it together, guest selection, and what decides, you know, who decides what questions to ask. A lot of it is from me, because I am the person who's got to be sitting in front of the camera and having this conversation. So obviously the guest has got to be someone who interests me. The topic that we're going to be talking about has got to be something that I'm curious about. So that's usually the first prerequisite to what are the topics that we will be talking about. And then the team, producers from Zero Media, they would reach out to the guests and see if they're interested to come on the show, see if they have any concerns. And then once we establish that first contact, we would draft out like a set of questions that we want to ask. We will run through with the guest. If everything is okay, the team will put this together in like a working document, and then we pretty much just come and shoot and have this organic conversations. And they also think of the bonus content, the stuff that we do on YouTube, to sort of make it a little bit more fun and to draw a little bit of eyeballs. So if you haven't seen those, head over to our YouTube channel to check them out. And so that's kind of how the process is. And then I got to go and think about the gift part, because I always want to make my guests' time worthwhile and to show my appreciation for them. So I would research about them, sometimes, you know, just take a stab in the dark what I think they would like and need. And so the gifting part is always fun for me, but sometimes stressful, because we can confirm guests very last minute, and then I got to like think about, okay, what can I get for them in that very short time notice. So that's pretty much the process of putting the podcast together. And it is a bi-weekly podcast, which means that we drop the episode 1 week, and then the following week, we usually have the bonus YouTube content up. And then, you know, as it follows, the following will be a new guest. So that's the way we have gone with season one. So before I talk about the next season and expectations, I thought I'll just answer some of the questions that some of you may have for me. And let's see. Okay, the podcast branding is very pink. Pink said pink everything. Was that intentional? I love pink. And I think pink is a color that immediately puts people at ease, and that's one of the intentions of mine, to be able to put my guests at ease. I want them to feel at home here. I want them to feel that they can be open and honest and know that we are not here to dig any dirt. We are here to provide a platform so that we can have a productive and a constructive conversation that can help, you know, you, the listener. So pink is just a personal favorite color. And ever since I started this whole pink theme, I've been getting everything to be in line with it. Like See this? Even I had to go and find the pink phone cover. And then there's also this. I'm going to pull it up and show it to you. That's my pink water bottle. And then I've grown to really like pink a lot since I used this color on the podcast. Okay. How did you prepare for the podcast? Did you read up on how to host or listen to other podcasts out there? Yes, I do listen to podcasts. And that's also the reason why I wanted to have my own show. Part of that whole audio casting course that I took involved a lot of listening and practicing as well. So that kind of got me exposed to the different genres of podcasts. And of course, there are some that I like. Like, I really like those with a storyline. There's one on Apple Podcasts called Run Bambi Run. I love that series. Every episode is like a mini drama, and it just keep, you know how podcast keeps you company when you drive and, you know, when you're commuting. So that was one of my favorite shows as well. I don't know if I'll ever be able to do something like that, but well, who knows? Never say never. Were you surprised by any of the guests who came by during the first season? Okay, honestly, I didn't think we were able to get Kelly Millie on the show because she is quite a big star on Netflix with Bling Empire, the reality TV series. And you know how it is when guests come to Singapore, you know, it's usually a very short trip. They've got so much packed in, and I never thought I would be able to reach her, but she was one of the guests who sort of popped up in the middle of the season, unexpected, but we were really, really happy to have had her on set because she offered this lady boss perspective that was really refreshing for me and for some of the people here at Zerup Media. So yeah, Kelly was one of those guests who was like a surprise in that sense because we didn't expect to be able to get her. Are there any stories behind the scenes that you can share? Other than the security sweep we had before Minister Chan came on. That was one of the behind the scenes stories. And no, actually, I think everything was quite okay. Oh, I have to say this now that I recall. With Carol, episode 3, which was about the birds and the bees, initially the whole conversation was just going to be about like, how do you talk about sex with your children when they ask the questions? And then as we did the pre-call, it went into like pornography and masturbation. And I was like, oh my goodness, these are things that I need to know because my children are going to grow into that age and I'll have to deal with it. So I think better to ask now. And I'm sure, you know, some of you out there, you have children at different age groups. So I thought this was really, really useful information. So that was one of the things that was great about the pre-call that I had and the behind-the-scenes thing that happened. Oh, how did you feel when the podcast charted in the top 5 on Spotify and top 10 on Apple Podcast charts? Ah, I tell you, this is quite an achievement. Also, I think got to thank you, listeners, for helping us rate and share because, you know, your rating and your reviews are so important. It helps us get discovered. So if you like our content, if you like the episodes, you know, I just have a small request, which is to share, you know, on your own social media platform, even just send it as a link to your friends on WhatsApp. It just helps us get discovered. So it was great for me. It was like a huge pat on the back and an encouragement because like my producer said this to me, right? Like I don't have like a radio audience because I'm not a radio person, but then to be able to garner this support in such a short time is pretty good. So, of course, we want to aim for the top position, but I'm happy and I'm really thankful and grateful for your support as well to help make this possible. So, if you do like our podcast and if you do want to hear more of this, I need your help to rate and review and share this with your friends. What is something you learned about yourself after hosting your own podcast? Okay, you know, I tend to be quite hard on myself. So I was very critical about the way I sound and the way I speak. I think this is an area that I would definitely want to improve on, and I hope that you'll be able to hear it too in time to come. We could probably do this a little bit more often. It comes with practice, right? The more you do, the more familiar you are with it, and it just sort of becomes like a habit. Best way for me to improve is to do this more often. And honestly, once we started on this journey and when we were sort of doing our post-mortem, we also kind of felt like, hey, you know what? It feels like we can talk to more people. And at first, I was afraid that, you know, we wouldn't have enough content. We wouldn't have enough topics to discuss about. But then you realize that, oh my goodness, there are actually quite a bit of things that we can really talk about. We probably won't have a lack of guests, but we would probably have a lack of time to do the recordings. But fingers crossed, you got to subscribe to our podcast and you'll be posted on new episodes and new updates. Actually, in fact, if you like this thing about me talking to you only, just me alone in the studio, you can also let me know in the comments and you can email us as well, let us know. And I might just consider doing this a bit more often too. Just sharing bits about my life and things that I've learned, books that I've read, shows that I've watched, maybe. Did you change anything along the way, maybe because of feedback you received? Well, actually, we haven't really changed anything along the way. We are also sort of learning as we go along. And I would say that we are open. You know, we are open to feedback. We are open to hearing what you have to say. If you've got any suggestions, we encourage you to leave comments, email us, let us know. You know, I feel really comforted when I get feedback like, oh, you know, when you said that thing or when your guest shared this thing, it really opened my eyes to this, that. And I thought that was the most rewarding thing for me as a podcaster, to know that this episode that we've done, the content that we've discussed, was something useful for you. I've got very encouraging friends who leave me messages and telling me things like, you ask great questions and keep it up. That was a great topic. I didn't know there was such a thing. I just remembered there was one feedback I received, which was about the term woke that we used on the show, because one of my guests, episode 2, Jen, he actually said, like, I'm one of those woke parents. And then I said, yeah, I guess, yeah. And to me, my understanding of woke was one way, but then I guess it had another meaning online as well, and different people might have different understanding of words like that. So then it made me realize that, hey, when we use words like that, the next time, perhaps we should clarify what we understand by that meaning and what we're trying to express with that word, so that there's no misunderstanding, which was what I did with the woke salaryman, Reiming. So things like that. And I love feedback, you know, whether positive or negative. It's a way for us to learn and be better. So please send it our way. Let us know what you think. We are most happy to read them and to modify and improve if we need to. Okay, so is there going to be a season 2? Yes, I think, the team over here at Zerat Media, we've had a great working relationship and we are happy to put together another round of guests for season 2. In fact, we're in the midst of planning for that already. So yes, there will be a season 2. So what kind of guests can we be expecting? Well, musicians, athletes, artists, art directors, key opinion leaders, famous people. I think I want to get some famous people here on the show as well. I wanted to clarify this a bit as well, because I think some people were asking me, like, you know, why aren't there a lot of celebrities on our show, on my show? Honestly, I don't want it to become like a sort of like a inside scoop sort of look into celebrities' lives, and I want to be able to allow celebrities to maintain a certain privacy if they want to. I'm not averse to getting them on the show, but the thing is, I think it's important that there's something that we can share that would allow you, the listener, to have a good takeaway from that conversation as well. So it's not that we don't want to have celebrities on the show. I do want to have celebrities on a show. It's just not one of those talk shows where they would be here to talk about something and like, you know, be all emotional and upset about, you know, the stories that they have to share. So that's kind of the direction that we're going for. I want this platform to be able to offer them what the mainstream media can't, which is a way to talk about things that they don't normally get asked. And if there are celebrity friends who, you know, feel that, you know, the media has always misunderstood me. They've always only just paint one side of the picture. Well, you know what? This is the place for them. And I would be happy to have them on the show and have this conversation. So you might just get one or two of them on our next season. Now, my dream guests, if I could just imagine, if nothing is impossible, I want to talk to Megyn Kelly. I want to talk to Jin Xing. I don't know if you know who she is. She is a dancer. She is China's most famous trans person. And I do think that she's got so much to share. And I think it'll be a real treat for all of us if I could get her on the show. We wanted to talk to David Beckham, but we couldn't reach him or his manager. So he's someone that I think would be interesting to talk to, because I'll probably be all fangirl and I'll probably be like all tongue-tied, because, you know, I had pictures of him in my room when I was young. And I had like every cutout. And I don't watch soccer, but I would wake up in the middle of the night to watch EPL because I wanted to see David Beckham. And you know how soccer, like so many of them, that small little screen and his screen time is not a lot, but I would still wake up in the middle of the night to watch him. So yeah, if I ever can get him on set, I think, I don't know, if we probably need the producer to sit in and make sure that I'm not acting up. So there, that's my dream guest list for season two. Well, who knows, right? Who knows? Now with technology, we can do Skype, we can do Zoom, we can do all sorts of things across the continents as well. So who knows, I might just be able to have my dream come true. Well, if you haven't heard any of our episodes, please go back to listen to it. Season one is all up, all 9 episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And remember to hit subscribe as well as rate our show if you like it. A video version of our podcast is also available on YouTube with some bonus content over there. So you might want to head over there to check out our shows as well. You can hit subscribe if you like it. And till then, I'll see you when season two is up. I'm Joanne Pei. Bye.
This was the Zodapop podcast.